Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
Study abroad experience should be a requirement for university graduation.
In recent years, Japan has faced many political, economic, and demographic challenges. To meet them, the government has been looking at educational innovation for solutions. Some of its plans include raising universities' global rankings and improving study abroad programs for students. Although changes are slow to come, positive developments are noticeable. For the past 10 years or so, more Japanese high school and university students, especially female students, have been taking part in study abroad programs. One reason is that major Japanese companies need employees with stronger foreign language skills and international experience. In fact, large companies are looking outside Japan to find employees. In order to increase their chances to find jobs after graduation, more Japanese university students want to improve their English skills and gain study abroad experience. However, approximately 80% of study abroad students take part in programs of less than 6 months. While most of them choose short-term language programs, few take undergraduate courses abroad. The reason is that most are worried about finding a steady first job back home. In Japan, job hunting activities are intense and take place several months before graduation. If students choose to go overseas, they might miss out on these important activities. In short, students who wish to go abroad have a very difficult choice to make. International experience might increase their chances to get a job. However, the time needed to get that experience might be a disadvantage in the long run. This challenge must be approached differently. First, Japanese companies should not penalize students with international experience who take more time to complete their four-year undergraduate program. Second, Japanese universities need to improve their short study abroad programs. They also need to develop programs which allow students to complete part of their undergraduate degrees overseas. One way to do this would be to encourage the transfer of inter-university course credits. However, while overseas opportunities are plenty, too many students choose to stay at home. They are worried about their language skills and the cost of studying abroad. In order to see real change, the government and universities must make study abroad experience a requirement for university graduation. That way, the internationalization of universities would be more than a lofty goal. It would become a reality. In order not to penalize students who cannot afford to go abroad on their own, universities should receive government funding to plan short-term group study abroad programs. For students who wish to take undergraduate courses abroad, universities need to improve inter-university credit transfers. This would effectively reduce tuition costs. Above all, there are many ways to raise universities' global rankings and improve study abroad programs for students. What is needed is greater collaboration between the government, universities, and students.